Unit 18. 18.3. Exercise 3.
Now I'd like you to look at all three pictures. I'd like you to imagine that they are all going to be used in a book about freedom. Talk together about the aspects of freedom that are shown, then suggest two other aspects of freedom that you feel should be included in the book. You have about 3 minutes to talk about this.
Well, we've already identified political freedom and the rights of children, haven't we? Looking at picture B, I suppose it's illustrating the rights of the individual, isn't it?
Yes. It's taken in Hyde Park in London. The place is called Speaker's Corner. And every Sunday...
I didn't know that. Anyway, the man is holding forth to the crowd about something, so it's all about free speech. He's rather unusually dressed. He's got a mortarboard on his head, like teachers used to wear. And look, he's wearing a real dog's collar. That's underlining the message of personal liberty. In a liberal society, you can wear what you want.
Yes, that's an important point. You don't have that freedom of choice everywhere. Well, we have to suggest other aspects of freedom to include in this book.
Speaking purely for myself, I'd want to include something on education. It's a basic human right. I suppose it's linked to those girls in the factory. They are being deprived of what they should be doing at that age, going to school and learning. If they can't read and write, they'll be trapped for the rest of their lives.
That's true. But how would you select a photo to show this type of freedom? If you just show a class of school children, it wouldn't make the point. Education's something we take for granted.
Right. Well, fortunately, we don't have to worry about which photo is actually chosen. But I do think the book should focus on education.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree. And then something else? Freedom of the press, maybe? That's part of political freedom. But also the book could focus on how the paparazzi chase after famous people. You'd get a good photo of that.
I'm not sure that's strictly about freedom, though, and it seems rather flippant. After we've been considering basic human rights like education and freedom of speech, what about including animal rights? It's an important element. We're not the only species on the planet, after all.
But now I'm beginning to wonder what the focus of this book is. I mean, you can't just call it freedom and put everything in it. There would have to be some limits.
I don't see why. It would be very interesting, perhaps a bit long.
Just a little. Well... Okay, we'll include animal rights, but in my humble opinion, the book will become very unwieldy, an editor's nightmare.
Maybe.
Thank you.